Nolte, Seattle NPR station announces blacklist of Trump's coronavirus briefings. By John Nolte on March 25, 2020. KUOW Public Radio out of Seattle has announced it will blacklist President Trump's coronavirus briefings. In a series of tweets Monday afternoon, the station said, KUOW is monitoring White House briefings for the latest news on the coronavirus. And we will continue to share all news relevant to Washington State with our listeners. However, we will not be airing the briefings live due to a pattern of false or misleading information provided that cannot be fact-checked in real time, the station added. Let me explain, in no uncertain terms, exactly what's going on here. A public radio station, financed in part with our tax dollars, and during a financial and health crisis unlike anything this country has seen in over 100 years, is blocking the ability of the President of the United States to communicate directly with the people of the United States. These taxpayer-subsidized welfare queens are not only blacklisting the American president from communicating with Americans. These fascists are then going to abuse their corporate power to decide what the public should and should not be allowed to hear from their own president. As Breitbart News reported earlier, multinational media corporations like CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, and NBC have already begun to blacklist Trump's daily briefings by cutting away before they are over. The light the increasingly dangerous and mentally unstable media are hiding behind to justify this un-American blacklist, to validate an unprecedented abuse of power to censor the President of the United States during a horrible crisis, is this nonsense about fact-checking. But everyone knows the real truth behind this. To begin with, more than one poll shows that when it comes to handling the coronavirus, the American people trust Trump more than the national media. They also believe he is doing a better job handling the Chinese virus than the media are. Secondly, and thanks primarily to his ability to communicate with the American people using these daily briefings, the president's job approval rating has improving dramatically. Numerous polls show that anywhere from 50 to 60% of Americans approve of the job Trump's doing handling this crisis. What's more, and as of today, according to the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Trump's overall job approval rating just tied his record high of 46.3%. The deeply partisan, bitter, and frustrated media were certain the Wuhan virus would be Trump's Katrina, and they certainly told a legion of lies to try and make that happen. But now that Trump has more than risen to the challenge, as I wrote of the corporate media yesterday, these are lost souls, cornered animals, and therefore very dangerous to the health of our democracy. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.